And welcome to In-Game Chat for Saturday, June 11th, 2011. The Body Mod episode. I'm Scott.
I'm James.
I'm Matt.
I'm RJ. I'm
Jeremy.
And it's all about E3 in this episode. We cover everything that was, for the most part, everything that was shown over at E3. The new PS handheld, PlayStation handheld, also the Wii U. Battlefield 3, Bioshock Infinite, Rage, Kinect Star Wars. Hey. Mass Effect 3.
You meant with a G at the beginning of that.
Gay. the Kinect implementation of Mass Effect 3. Skyrim. Halo 4. Lara Croft. XCOM. Arkham City. Colonial Marines. Brothers in Arms. Duke Nukem. And Prey 2, all discussed. We do not do your emails or anything like that. We're just getting out this post E3 episode as soon as we can. To keep it all relevant, and we will be back next week, not in 2 weeks, but next week with our regularly scheduled programming.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
If you want to get in touch with us, there are tons of ways to do that. You can email us, everyone, at ingamechat.net. You can also, let's see, what else can they do? Twitter.
They call.
Yeah, at ingamechat on Twitter. We've got the Ustream thing going on, and I'll put more about that later. The Colony of Gamers forums were over there, and you can call us 2017 in game. And don't forget, we're also on PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 as in game chat, and we've been getting some email or some letters from you guys for there. So we'll get to them next episode. Thanks so much. Enjoy the show.
You'll like it a lot.
Cool. Can't wait.
All right. Now that we're done talking about that, I'm gonna start the camera.
Are you up on the news? You guys pay attention to everything out of E3?
Not everything, but I did read, you know, like, did get some stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been working this past week, so I haven't had a chance to, like, really dive into a lot of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think I got the headlines.
Did you? I'm not even being a smartass. It can be a lot. It can be very difficult to see.
It can because
the picture of the show as a whole.
Yeah. Like I went, I went through the entire show, but then again, companies release press, put out press releases. But I don't get any of that stuff, dude. I'm downstairs or upstairs in meetings and stuff, and I'll miss, you know, whatever may be something that's huge. But as far as I could tell, of course, I slept mostly since I've been home, so. As far as I can tell, I didn't see anything major. Rage got delayed, but that wasn't an E3 thing. But
well, it got delayed and jammed right up in the middle of all the other fucking shit.
Moved to November?
In November. Man, like October, November. So that's now more than a little bit busy. But I didn't read past some of the headlines, but I read more than one headline that said, Rage, I'm playing Rage. Yeah, I'm bored.
I played Rage.
Were you bored?
Well, part of me put up the boredom because it was completely out of context. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing other than shooting mutants. But there was tons of shit to pick
Sounds
up.
It's just like an end game.
Yeah, I was gonna say, that's your job.
Yeah, really. But, you know, that was it. Movement was nice, but I don't know. It was somebody else played some vehicle sections and said, oh, that stuff was good. And he was going around collecting parts to build the vehicle. It reminded me of Bioshock when you're putting together, like, the sniper rifle or you're putting together whatever. But I don't know. I wasn't thrilled, but I'm not your typical guy as far as like to know that. I played the Old Republic. I'm not really the guy you should send in to play the Old Republic, but
why? You've played MMOs.
I played one MMO, or I guess you count two if you want to say DC Universe Online.
Yeah, played a little bit of WoW.
Very tiny. But you get a 30-minute session on an MMO. It's not very much time to assess much about an MMO.
You can assess more than you might imagine.
The only thing I could come away with was I like the combat for me because I could just walk up to a guy and start slashing. You know, start slashing or doing whatever I could do. That was the only thing I came away from for that was like, ooh, I like the combat, because that's about all I could really get done. Couldn't go into the character.
That's kind of interesting, because it puts you at odds with the majority of people who've seen it, who say, this combat is complete pants.
Hmm.
and looks totally shit.
Well, I like the combat, and, you know...
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying it puts you at odds with a lot of people who've seen it.
But so, yeah, so I played Rage, and I came away pretty bored by it. But it's very hard to come away from these things. You want to come away with your own opinion, but if... A lot of the times, like, fuck, I liked Kinect Star Wars. I don't like Kinect games, but I like Kinect Star Wars.
What the hell is wrong with you? See?
That's why it's weird to come away from someone.
Why the fuck do we send you out there?
You sent the wrong person.
I mean, unless you're the only guy who's right, and everyone else in the world is wrong about Kinect Star Wars.
There you go.
Which has been panned. Was damn near panned right in front of the people who were demoing it.
Yeah.
For being just a steaming pile of shit.
I really enjoyed it.
What the hell?
Apparently I enjoy steaming piles of shit.
But I mean, yeah. What did you...
I'm
going
to
ask a question that's never, ever been answered by you before. What did you like about it? What did you...
I didn't like the lightsaber combat was okay, but I much more enjoyed the force powers. Because lightsaber combat, obviously you're moving your hand around and it's trying to catch up with you, and it does okay for that. But with force stuff, all you're doing is you're holding your hands out there and you're moving it at a pretty slower pace. And so it tracks it much better, and the force powers work a lot better than the lightsaber powers do in the combat sort of stuff. So, I enjoyed that a lot. I enjoyed the force stuff a ton. I hardly ever used the lightsaber when I was in combat because I could just pick up a dude with my left hand. Left hand uses force powers. Right hand uses lightsaber. Both hands use force powers when moving big, heavy objects. And then you can jump, and he'll do a jump over, an evade type thing. A sidestep will do an evade. If you step forward real quick, he'll do a rush in. But I enjoyed all that.
Whatever. You should let that be. Softball you here. What did you like the most? What, if anything, made it worth your trip?
BioShock Infinite would be in there. And Batman.
I am going to assume that they showed the press something they still haven't showed everybody else.
They showed exactly that. It's the exact same thing.
Because I've heard an awful lot of praise for what was shown. And while I'm...
Strangest fucking thing I've ever seen, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah. Because they didn't... This happens a lot, too, especially for games that are coming out much later. They didn't give us any context to what we're about to see. They're just like, hey, thanks for coming to the BioShock Infinite presentation.
Here it is.
Please, no recording, no audio. Here's the thing. It goes through it. We're done. They don't talk during the entire presentation. It's only a video anyway. I don't know if somebody was
doing it. It's a video. It's a video of gameplay.
Of gameplay, yeah. And then after it's over, thanks for coming. Hope you enjoyed it. That's it. You know, you're going to get asked questions, you need to, you know, whatever. So, the shit we saw, which was her having some kind of time powers.
Okay.
Time control powers, I guess, that she's trying to control. I don't know why she has these powers. There's this big fucking thing called the Songbird after her. I don't know why it's after her.
You don't need to know those things anyway.
Yeah. I don't even know what the fuck it is. It's this big fucking mechanical thing. Looking for her. And so screeches like hell, and you know, you hide from it or whatever the case. But so we're in this like general store, and Elizabeth, the girl, she's being all playful and stuff. You know, nice little personality they put into her. And then we're looking for something. They don't tell us what we're looking for, and they don't say in the game, the characters don't, which your character, by the way, talks. Did the guy in BioShock...
No.
He didn't say anything, did he?
Nope. Mute.
Okay. This guy talks a lot.
Which we've already seen.
Yeah.
Actually, the reveal trailer had him talking.
Talks to Elizabeth, but they never say what they're looking for or what they're even doing in that general store-like place. Beautiful game. Fucking colorful as all hell. And so we're in the store, and like the ground starts shaking, and you hear the screeching. And she runs off and hides somewhere, and then your character runs up and kneels next to her and hides as well, and you see through the curtains of the store this big fucking eye. Well, it's just a big bright light. so you don't really know what it is at the time, but it's looking in the room. It turns green like it's scanning the room. Never finds us, but makes all this fucking racket and noise, shakes the building, and then leaves off. And then we walk outside, and the street's all cracked and stuff from all the damage that it's done. There's a dead horse that she runs off to go and try and heal. Says, I can heal it, I can heal it. About that time, a little button pops up. You know, press X to put the horse out of its, to, you know, just take care of the horse. But it's got a little timer, got a little round timer filling in for you to do this or not. And she says, no, don't do it. I can control it this time. Whatever that means. So she starts putting her hands over the horse, and the effect of whatever she's doing has this pulsating rhythm to it. It spreads out. And when it does, the horse has more color in his life, you know, looks a little bit useful, or youthful and useful. And the grass is all green where it's all like mud and shit around her before. And it does this pulsating thing a couple of times. And eventually it just goes fucking nuts. And suddenly we've gone from the bright daylight to a street in the middle of the night, with 80s music playing on one side of the street and a theater playing Revenge of the Jedi on another side of the street. And we hear a siren in the distance. And dude's like, what the fuck are you doing? Where are we? What is this? What's going on? Don't know what, you know, completely unsure of what's going on. Then we see the siren coming towards us. It's like a ambulance or something. And it's coming straight for us. And just before that truck hits her, she's able to get us back to where we needed to be. And she has like this quick push of like the force of the truck kind of hit her a little bit, knocked her back. So there's questions about this that never get answered, because he's like, what was that? What was going on? Well, she's all worn out from it. He's like, well, let's keep going, you know. So they keep going through the streets of, what is this, Columbia? Is that what it's called? I think New Columbia or something like that.
Columbia.
Going through the streets, and you'll witness the, we're trying to get to Comstock, who we're never told why we're trying to get to him, but we're trying to get to Comstock's mansion, sitting off somewhere, and go through the streets, and there's factions in the streets now. There's like the, you know, there's the people on Comstock's side, and then there's the rebels, the resistance.
Vox something?
Vox Populi? That's exactly what it's called, Vox Populi. And every now and again, they're having little struggles, which you can stay the fuck away from if you want. You don't have to interact with any of that shit. And they didn't. We just kept going through the streets, looking around. Had a chance where Elizabeth comes up and says, well, there's Comstock that way, but we could find supplies if we go this way. And so we decided to go the supply route. Go through that. And eventually come up upon this group of Comstock supporters about to kill a postman. Got the noose around his neck and everything else. And they're saying all this shit, and, you know, you're going to die for your crimes. And again, the little button comes up to say, you know, do you want to intercede? Do you want to stop this? Press X, which he did, and then, of course, the fight breaks out. Guns blazing. You know, lots of shooting going on. Then it gets interesting because we get to... Meanwhile, I should say, there are these... They never used it until the huge firefight, but every now and again we're walking through the level and there's these flashes of things. Objects that aren't really there, but they kind of flash into existence. I'm assuming this is something that Elizabeth can use to be like, hey, make that appear. I don't know why, but it's something that she can do. And she actually does make it appear later on in the game, some of the things that are flashing. I don't really know how they come into play or what they would be used for. He used it for cover once. But yeah, there was a lot of those things strewn around the area for her to interact with. So anyway, big firefight breaks out, and then they take to the skylines. This shit was awesome. I don't know how it all works, but it was awesome.
Looks like a little roller coaster.
It does. And I'm not exactly sure how the skylines work.
How much control do you have over which one you're riding on? There's some things in the trailer that they that they made available for wide release that make it look really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But I have no reason to believe that I chose to do what I just did.
Mm-hmm.
This was simply the only option available to me.
Right. The only thing I could think of while watching this whole thing happen was like, this is a guy who's done this many times and is planning this out.
Everything that you've seen is 100% orchestrated. Yeah. It doesn't mean it isn't gameplay, but it is orchestrated.
Yeah, because it looked really, really cool. I'm like, boy, when I play, I hope I can do all of that, which probably will not happen. It'll probably just
Actually, the reality is more likely, and I don't mean to be overly cynical, it's just this... I don't know any other way to talk about it. The reality is, that may be the only thing you can do.
That's true.
Which would be a worse eventuality. I look at those things and think, I want to go over there. The people who are playing these things aren't interested in poking around to every corner.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good gameplay trailer.
No.
But it is what I'm interested in as a player.
Mm-hmm.
I want to poke my noodle at every corner in every environment. I want to lift up the leaves on the bushes. I want to open desk drawers. I want to hack terminals. I want to see, you know, if there's any ammo in that trash can across the courtyard. Those are the things that I want to do. And while I understand that creating a game of nothing but spectacle linked to spectacle, of amazing powers and Ken Levine's brilliant, you know, sense of pacing and storytelling, that's really great. But what makes a good trailer and what makes a good gameplay are rarely the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I'm always suspicious when it's... I am going to cut you off because you could go a long way, but I do want to... A, I'm a little upset that we haven't seen that yet. I'm slightly aggravated because the number of people on Twitter who were at the show saying, this is no doubt 100% the game of the show. And I'm like, based on what?
I couldn't
what did
call
you
it
see?
That. I couldn't
what?
Call it my game of the show.
Well, I'm not saying you could. Obviously, you like Kinect Star Wars. but I hadn't seen anything that was fundamentally... It wasn't even more than what we saw a year ago.
Right.
So, and that's fine. There were a number of really, really excellent trailers available. But contrast that with... In my opinion, the battle... Did you at least watch the fucking Battlefield videos? You didn't watch Battlefield, did you? I can tell by the fact that your face isn't moving that you didn't watch... Of all the fucking things, dude!
I caught the Ghost Recon.
Oh, you know, I was too busy doing whatever. I'm not looking at shit. I'll touch your arm. They did two Battlefield videos. They did a little bit of the multiplayer gameplay, and they really haven't shown any more of that. Which is... It's not upset. Well, it's upsetting. It's not worrying, but it's fucking Battlefield. Show me some goddamn multiplayer. And the only thing they've shown is people playing the Metro map, which is... That seemed all soldier, no vehicle. You know?
Is it,
Very little vehicle, anyway.
Daytime, cityscape type thing?
It was the Metros. It was the only multiplayer thing that they had available, was the Paris Metro. The subway station. Okay. But the single player shit they showed with the tanks, I thought was fucking brilliant.
I heard nothing, but I didn't watch EA's conference because I was getting ready to go to Ubi's conference, but yeah, that's all I heard and read.
So I would like to see what they showed of Infinite, but I still don't feel any tangible connection to Infinite. I know that it's gameplay that they've shown, but not really. And a lot of BioShock is about something less than the best moments. It's about a lot of the time between your best moments.
Mm-hmm. Like the interaction between your character and Elizabeth.
She'll make or break that game.
She will.
The minute she becomes tedious or annoying... is the minute people will start to... It's the minute some part of their brains will begin to drift away from the game and want to do something else.
Yeah. Like, get rid of her and move on by yourself.
You won't be able to do that.
I know. But that's your thought, is like, God, I wish she wasn't here. It'd make this game a lot easier if I could just go through this by myself.
I mean, maybe.
And not have to worry about it.
Then again,
who knows? Because that's all we know. Somebody asked me, is like, oh,
maybe
man,
she'll be Elika.
Is, right.
Instead of Yorda.
Right.
Because she could be one or the other.
Yeah.
So somebody asked me, oh, like, I think, yeah, BioShock is your thing. And I was like, well, no, it's just a video. I didn't get to ask questions. I didn't get to play it. I didn't get to do anything with it. That's all it was like this video. And this video that's been out for a while now, because they showed this, like, last month sometime to the press. And I was like, I mean, it's pretty. Don't get me wrong, but it's not really my game to show. It was exciting to see that finally. But, you know, but I can't put it as my game of show. There's a lot of games that...
Well, don't worry about it.
I didn't see that Jeremy saw, and games that Jeremy didn't see that I saw.
Vita.
Still don't know the battery life.
Not the price.
Got the price, which I thought was very good.
$250.
Yeah.
For the non-3G version.
I that really thought it was going to be more than that.
Did it sound like an omission by choice, or just something?
What, the battery life?
By the battery life.
I'm thinking it's omission by choice at the moment.
I think it's very deliberate, because they're probably not... If they say right now what the battery life is, as what's the release date for that? Do we have any... Or the release window? It's late 2012? Holiday.
No.
Is it this year?
It's this year.
Is this? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know if it was... It was part of next year.
Again, this goes to me being on the floor and not completely wired into like having my Google Reader with me or anything. Mm-hmm. If they released an announcement, that I didn't catch it as far as when it would be released.
Mm-hmm. Well, $250. If they can break 5 hours of battery life, they'll be okay. I think they still need more software, and the software's got to be priced right. But I guess $250 is really good.
It is really good.
It still seems like a hell of a piece of technology. The problem is, after the announcement of what it was, after the spec sheet, the rough spec sheet was revealed, the system couldn't do anything but look worse under any circumstances. Mm-hmm. Unless the fucking thing was released at $100. It wasn't going... It could never be more interesting than it had already become, just in terms of what it looked like on paper.
Do we know what format the games are going to be in? Like, is it going to be UMD or digital?
No, it's going to be digital.
Okay. So it'll be more like the Go.
In terms of not having this physical
media. Oh, yeah, no, that thing's all digital. And all of your previous buys digitally will run on the system.
Cool. Yeah.
They looked like they had a couple of pieces of interesting software, but nothing... The most interesting thing about it was that, yes, it exists, yes, it's maintaining it's a price point. That's the most interesting thing about
it. That was the most interesting thing that came out of there, yeah.
It's not particularly good.
Two versions, and there's your price point for it.
Yeah, but that's not... Yes, the fact that the price is reasonable is good, but that the price is reasonable is your most interesting feature isn't good.
Right.
There were no amazing pieces of software shown. Those poor bastards who have the one really interesting piece of gaming that I saw on it. The dungeon crawler RPG type thing.
Ruin, that's what it was. Ruin.
Yeah, those poor bastards were shoehorned in right at the end of Sony's conference. So that's the one thing I would like to have seen more of. But $250 for a handheld. I don't do much handheld gaming in the first place. So, it's a tough sell for me, but it does look like a really tasty piece of technology.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Are you going to buy one?
Not at launch until I hear more I only want the Uncharted game. That's it. So far.
I heard there...
Wasn't that going to be a launch thing, though?
I do not know. Yeah, I thought it was going
to
be a launch
thing. Okay, so what else do you need to know? Until you hear more of what? You've got the price. You know you want the Uncharted game.
They said the BioShock's going to be on it, too.
BioShock?
Yeah.
No, he said they're making something for it.
On the NGP?
Yeah, he said it's going to be in the BioShock universe.
Yeah, I don't know. There's an awful lot of that shit floating around at the show. Yeah. We're making one of these types of games for the whatever. Go fuck yourself until you can talk to me about real stuff.
Yeah, really.
Which obviously... You know, brings us to the Wii U.
Wii U.
Don't do that, because it's not going to seem silly in another year. And you're going to look back on a recording where you laughed about it, because, you know, something like that. It's fine. It's no more stupid than the Wii. It's the Wii U. that it's not actually more stupid. It's as stupid.
Yes.
But it's not more stupid. The Vita's really stupid. The Wii U is simply maintaining a trend of some shit that doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Do you see the video of the people playing Ghost Recon on the Wii U?
Ghost Recon?
Yeah.
Ghost Recon Online?
Yes. I don't know. That looks shit. Ghost Recon Online looks shit to me.
Yeah. But that was just like the interactions, like, those weren't gamers. Those were.
It doesn't matter. Alright. Here's what you need to do. Put that shit off to the fucking side. Just get rid of it.
The only thing that mattered out of that press conference was like the last, 3 minutes of third-party footage they showed us?
Right. All right, here's the thing. I need to ask you a question about this.
Mm-hmm.
You and I watched it live.
Mm-hmm.
The whole press conference was stupid because I don't care about the 3DS, with the exception of the Resident Evil game.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't have anything against it. I think it's perfectly lovely. You want to buy a 3DS and play it, I don't give a fuck. I just don't care. So the majority of their time being spent on 3DS games and on Reggie's pointless shareholder meeting. Those were stupid. The only thing I cared about was the Wii U. They showed all those flashes of third-party games.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought for a second that those were being rendered on the Wii U.
Right.
Not even for a minute. I was like, okay, here's a bunch of clips of shit that's already in production for the other consoles and for the PC, and they're going to be making these things too. The hardware's like a freaking year away. So, whatever. And then, later that day or the very next day, it was perfectly clear, like Reggie had said, no, those are just clips of stuff from the other consoles. That actually wasn't running on the Wii U.
Yeah, totally.
And then all of the journos acted like this was some grand betrayal. And it's like, but I was sitting at home watching it, and I never, ever...
I was sitting in the theater watching it. I never once thought that was footage
from running
on the Wii U.
And they never, there was never anything where it said, you know, this is all running on the thing. And he never specifically said, look at all these games that are now running on the system. But when he said, the system is as capable of everything that the other ones do as they are in their own right, and here's some games we're going to be doing. If the system is as capable, if it has the kind of guts that can render something that looks like these other games, then it's not hard for me to believe that these games will run on it. I don't need to see actual Wii U footage.
They haven't said whether or not you could have multiple...
Yes, they have. They've said you can only have one.
You can only have one. Mm-hmm. Everybody else can have their Wii controllers.
I heard someone talking to the guys about it. It's like, we're not going to say yes or no. Right? As
no, they said no pretty quick.
They said no.
Oh, really?
Well, no, here's a problem with E3. And there are too many people talking at once at E3.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not all on message.
Gotcha.
Which,
if you talk to, like, just Joe Blow on the show floor who's showing stuff, any question you ask gets, oh, well, we're not talking about that right now. Because they've been told to answer everything like that, whether it's something that's already been answered or not. It's, well, we're not talking about that right now.
A good example was the Aliens game for Wii U. If you talk to Sega, Sega said, we're working on something. We've got R&D involved. We're not actually really totally making the game. We're just investigating the possibility of making the game. However, if you talk to Randy Pitchford, he said, oh, fuck no, man. We're working on it. Like, we're totally making it. We should have some screenshots ready soon. I'm completely excited about this stuff. And
using your controller as the motion sensor.
Using it as the motion tracker, using it as the interactive map, using it as a hacker, like a door hacking overlay. Those are.
I can totally see like being like Hudson with the little map and trying to drop your linen and start to grin.
Let me put this out there, and maybe people will understand what I'm saying, and maybe they won't. I actually really kind of like the Wii U. I never liked the Wii. The minute it became apparent that the thing couldn't push anything like the graphics that
we had already,
that its competitors would be able to, and that it was something much less than one-to-one motion sensitivity, and it was crappy IR interaction. I thought it was really clear that this is just going to be a joke system. This is going to be some stupid toy, and it's never going to live up to its potential.
They even said in one of the interviews that, like, you know, we're kind of upset that we lost the core gamer demographic.
They lost the core gamer demographic back after the Super Nintendo.
Yeah, they really
That's
did.
When they lost
and
it.
Well, at least for the Wii generation, they weren't really upset about that until their sales fell off a cliff.
I was going to say, they traded that for like a ton of money.
So, I don't mind that this thing will be leapfrogged in another 2 years. I just don't. And I don't understand, and I'm not being sarcastic here, I literally do not understand. On the one hand, as a community, we seem to really like the idea of these consoles just having this long, long life, where we're not really competing for graphics anymore. On the other hand, we're going to belittle the Wii U for not being super advanced and only being maybe on par with the other systems. Who gives a shit anymore? I thought that was the phrase we all held close to our hearts now in console land. Yeah. Who gives a shit as long as the games are good, right? We know that Nintendo can't service anything other than a gimmick. Having said that, this looks like a really fun gimmick. Yes, it actually really sucks that this thing is only one per console. I'm not even remotely interested in any multiplayer game that uses the Wiimotes. I don't like the Wiimotes. I think they're rubbish. But I really like the Wii Pad. I like it. I didn't see a ton, but I saw more than a few videos of Totillo playing with it and like doing stuff on it while the demos are running on the console on the big screen. I'm suspicious of it, but
yeah, I've every right to be.
I can,
for what we've
sure, but I can see at this point with the Wii, I was already not impressed at all and didn't like it. I was already down on the Wii a year before it came out. But this thing I'm actually very intrigued by. And assuming that the tech is somewhat solid, and it, unless they were pulling a fast one on us, it seemed to be in at least some respects. It's still way too early, but how could you not look at this and see the possibility for something genuinely fascinating? Not earth shaking, not groundbreaking, and maybe or maybe not something that the other guys will try to copy, but it. Jeremy and I were sitting right there talking about what are all the things you could do with it for an Aliens game. What are all the things you could do with it for a game like this? Because the first half of their presentation was shit. It was all Wii advertisements. It was all Nintendo based stuff. It's fucking crap, dude.
Imagine like freaking StarCraft on that. Like a strategy.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that would be.
But like, I'm gonna put it on the floor so that I can have my golf ball on it. Suck my dick. This is stupid. But all it took was a moment where we switched over into treating it as an entirely different device. Not a device for 7-year-olds, but as a grown-up VMU. It just took the VMU out of the Dreamcast controller and did something
awesome.
Really, really diesel with
it.
And I like it. Yeah. If it turns out to be total shit, if they downgrade the tech spec like they did for the Kinect, like they've done for tons of other things before, different people have done, and it winds up not working very well, not streaming very well, we'll see. A lot of people were poo-pooing the resolution of the individual screen, but it doesn't have to be particularly high. It's a small-ass screen.
Yeah. That's why you have your huge STV for.
HD doesn't really matter on a screen that size. It's obviously not. It doesn't matter. It can be fine.
Then I'm guessing that, and maybe they said this, only certain titles will have that ability to, play on that screen.
Yes.
Only certain titles, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But I could think, just as an example, they showed pictures right off of one person holding the pad and then four Wii controllers. That's obviously not very good because you know that whatever those guys are going to be doing is going to be limited to whatever a Wii controller can do. Now, maybe for classic controllers.
Yes, because you can use all of those.
And you're looking at something slightly different.
Yeah.
But I was. The first thing that occurred to me was something like Four Swords meets D&D, and the guy with the pad gets to be the DM.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like, I'm sorry, but if you're even remotely creative, if it's at all your job to think about how to make better experiences in this industry, then this should be very exciting for you.
Yeah.
And if your baseline of hardware is going to put you in a place where you can compete with, in terms of development, compete with the other two consoles, how could you not really sort of want to make something here? Then it was a bad announcement. They know that. We all know that. It was badly handled. The information wasn't done particularly well. It would have been fine if they had simply said, these are just examples of games we're going to do. These are not running here. Had a really firm list of what was being worked on and what wasn't. If they had said an awful lot more about how the entirety of the network is going to operate this time, that would have been really nice. But I'm going to go ahead and say that I don't see any reason not to be optimistic about this thing.
The first thing there was to notice was the controller. We've got two analog pads, a D-pad, four thumb buttons, two triggers, two shoulder buttons.
Yeah.
That's everything I need to play a real game.
It's a controller.
And, you know, the hardware they say is capable of pushing 1080p, which is a damn sight better than anything we've got right now.
Yeah.
And if the rumored hardware is anything to be believed, then, you know, it will look a damn sight better.
What's the rumored hardware? I know it's rumored, but I haven't heard anything about that, about what's running that thing.
It's,
is it PowerPC?
It's PowerPC, their triple core thing, which is, you know, what the 360 uses. But,
yeah, but it's GPU.
But a much, much newer generation of the
ship. Yeah.
And the GPU is an ATI thing. And what did we say? It was like...
Oh, it's an ATI.
5,000 series, but it's... Or did we say 4,000? I think we said 5,000. I can't remember.
We did look it up, but it was...
Yeah, let's say it was like...
Significant. I mean, fully 6 years newer technology.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So just because it's roughly on par in terms of development, it could be 1 to 2 notches above what the 360 is capable of doing. It doesn't have an onboard hard drive, but they said that it's going to fully recognize external hard drives.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as they're being legitimate about that, if I can install my shit to an external hard drive, we got no problems.
Yeah. Yeah, they went over a lot on the controller, not a lot on that. They didn't even fucking show, other than it being in the background of the images they were showing. They never even focused on, like,
no, you could base of you could system. See it. And I believe it was the day after the announcement that there were actual videos of people holding on to it.
Mm.
They posted one on Kotaku where Totolo had it and looked all at it and everything and held it in his hand. You know, it is thick as a Wii, sort of wide as a Wii, and then maybe half again deeper, longer than a Wii.
Yeah, I was confused for just a moment, like, when they were showing that. Because I was like, wait a second, is this, just like you said, is this just some add-on for the
Wii? For the Wii. Yeah. But again, when they showed the video, I thought it was,
But then as I saw little stuff,
just
I was
looked
like,
at it,
no,
I was like,
that's
no,
a different, that's something, that's not the same form as the Wii. It's something else. And of course, when they said it can run, you know, Darksiders 2 and Batman and everything else. I was like, well, like that's not the Wii.
So no, and it's going to be using a proprietary Blu-ray type format.
Right.
Is that right? What's the storage?
25 gigabytes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's significant. So, I have all I'm saying is right now at this point, I have no issues with being optimistic about it. Mm-hmm. I think that's. This device might actually do the thing that the Wii didn't. Provide lighthearted, childish, low fidelity fun for kids and families and people who don't fucking know better. Fully backward compatible with the Wii. And also provide the processing grunt that a core gamer wants with some theoretically much more interesting ways of interacting with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will admit fully it blows that the damn thing doesn't support more than one pad. And I bet they're sorry about that right now. Which is why they were sort of equivocating when they said there are no plans to allow more than one pad to be supported at this time.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, come on, dude. They get the special gun and it's got a rack on it so the pad could sit right on it.
First thing I thought of was Silent Scope.
Silent Scope. Like, you could do some stuff here, like man. You could do some things here. And the third parties don't have to be worried because the overhead, the hardware budget, is so much better. The hardware budget is at least on par with what the others offer, so they don't have to worry about creating some pared-down Tinker Toy version.
Yeah.
I'm cautiously optimistic. I'm interested, actually. The Vita can be there or not be there. I could care less. The Kinect can go fuck itself. It can just fuck itself right off the show floor, in my opinion. I almost don't believe Move exists anymore, based on Sony's support of it.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, they really didn't really care. What's funny... Oh, God, I hate this so much. I really don't like this. Microsoft, regardless of whether it's actually done well, Microsoft is 100% committed to forcing Kinect to integrate with everything they do.
Mm-hmm. They want
Mass Effect 3, the Kinect.
They in the future, innovation. Whatever.
With,
beginning with
just
Forza.
Voice.
Yeah.
It's just voice.
They want to have Kinect.
With a headset?
Because they don't want it done by the game's software. Mm-hmm. They want voice recognition handled entirely by the hardware. Also, money hats.
Yeah.
But that is a legitimate reason. It means that those guys don't have to do they don't have to do all the work of building voice recognition software into the game engine, into the game. It's handled by Kinect. It's all offloaded. They just have to API that shit, you know, which is its own burden, but there you go. And still gives them exclusivity. If it was software-based, then there'd be no reason for it not to exist on PS3 as well.
Or even the PC.
It's a waste of time, dude. You're not... Fuck it. Fuck voice activation.
All it does is draw attention to how badly the choice you make for your character to say corresponds to what the character ends up saying.
Yeah. No. I know what controllers are good for. They're really good for controlling Mass Effect. So, there you go.
I did like the way he was... in Ghost Recon, was able to customize his gun.
Well, the gunsmith?
But again, all it was triggered by the voice. That's not something that can't happen with a controller.
He was also triggering it with his hands.
But that's not some...
No, no shit, you can do it with a controller. But
here's
the innovation.
Thing. It's sort of cool. It's never going to be...
It's not neat enough for me to buy it. I was just like, oh man, that's cool.
But I don't understand. This is exactly the kind of thing that pisses me off about Kinect. Look how amazing it is that when I make a wank motion, the gun flies apart. Yeah, bitch, I can do that by pressing A.
Yeah, totally.
But what I'm saying is, they don't seem capable of really pushing Kinect based on things that can only be done with Kinect. What they want to do is push the controller out of the way.
They want to push the controller out of the way.
And it's not better than a controller. At the very best, it is occasionally, for fleeting moments, on par with the controller in terms of actually making the game do what I want to do.
It doesn't strike me as being any different than mapping your sword swing to waggle on a Wiimote.
And it doesn't... That's what I don't understand. They don't seem at all interested in going out of the way to make the game fucking better. They want the goddamn controller gone, and fuck you, it works really good. You are developing this hardware and investing hundreds of millions of dollars into making your game worse.
It's like they're trying to invest in the impossible because there are just some things you just can't do.
Yeah, I mean, you saw when the guy went to shoot with the gun, and he gets all crouched over and opens his hand to shoot.
Oh no, that was
it looked awkward and clunky, and I wouldn't want to do that for more than 2 minutes because Jesus, that would hurt.
But the thing with the gun didn't look any more interesting to me, and I don't understand why it seems to look more interesting to people who are watching it. Why are we more likely to believe the absolute truth of what's going on that stage than we are to believe the absolute truth of what's going on in the Bioshock Infinite demo? It is as scheduled, as choreographed, and as full of shit. I know that the thing is a fucking failure, but this is why I liked the initial Move announcement more. Because it was imperfect. Right. I could see the things that were wrong. I could see the failures, the oversights, and the seams. I could see when the dude missed. Isn't it astonishing how people who play Kinect games almost never fuck up?
Yeah. I mean, the famous thing...
Even the little goddamned kids.
Yeah, you can race without even doing anything, and you still win.
Yeah, Yeah. I mean, I don't have it out for the thing. What I have it out for is that it's a manufactured lie that the controller is somehow this insurmountable.
People just can't get past it, and they have
anything that you're not comfortable using, you're not going to be good at using. But there are no people who are inherently no good at using the controller. If they don't want to use the controller, that's what it is. They just don't want to use it. They're not hard to use. It's not that much going on. The man-machine interface is still not very good, and Kinect isn't making it better. It's making it worse. And so they've invented this new technology that makes things suck. It's a lie, basically, in my mind, and I don't understand the excitement.
With both Star Wars and Fable, with Star Wars, it's just taking you from like dude to dude. It's like, well, okay, you finished killing this guy.
It's a real shooter with, you know.
Put your shoulder forward and we'll put you in front of the next guy. Jump and you can flip behind him. And that's like the extent of the movement they showed us with Star Wars.
And that's the worst.
And the rest of the time you're standing still and swinging your fucking lightsaber around. Like, and with Fable, it was like, yeah, I'm on rails. Like, what's an on-rails shooter? Area 51 or Extraction. And I'm just like, fireball, magic missile.
Yeah.
And everything I've seen with Kinect, they've either removed your freedom of movement or removed any semblance of a fail state or both to make a game.
And that's not how you make a game.
Skyrim looked good. Why the fuck they chose to show that on the 360? I have no idea why they would choose to do that. As good as that could look on the PC, why they didn't do precisely what EA was doing with Battlefield and show it on the PC. I don't know. So I still feel as if I haven't seen Skyrim.
Yeah.
Because it was, you know, janky ass Xbox footage. And I mean, like, whatever, I got one and I've enjoyed it. I just think now is the time where it's like, okay, you look like a toy compared to what my other box can do. So, and it's expensive, so I really want to feed it good games. Yeah. And I really want to see what Skyrim's going to look on the PC. I mean, I can imagine, but, and that looks really good, I guess, but again, was more, it was the same stretch of footage, you know. G4 showed it, and then GameSpot streamed it, and then, you know, Spike streamed it. And
in other words, nobody got anything different.
Yeah. It was that same stretch of footage over and over again. And there were a lot of things in it that were fucking brilliant. And I mean the little things, right? The second half of it where you're following along with that, with the giant who's like the mammoth herder.
Yeah.
Dude. You watch him walk down the slope of rock. He wasn't just doing some standard, you know, walking forward animation and just slip down the hill. Like, his animation is actually,
you can tell,
designed to work with the landscape. And he was just walking down it, like stepping from like stone to stone. Looked like a fucking 10-foot giant walking down a hill, as much as I can actually say I know what that looks like.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you could,
you know what I mean? But that was a hell of a thing. And I'm still, I still nip my brow over his bullshit about infinite dragons, and we don't know what they're ever going to do. They're not scripted. And, you know, whatever, man. That sounds very Randy Pitchford's Infinite Guns to me.
Yeah.
So, keep it to yourself. We'll decide later with how much shit you're full of right now.
Yeah.
Not that your game won't look good. The mapping looks really good. I love the mapping. I love the landscape. Like it, I think. Really like dual wielding.
Oh yeah,
like dual wielding spells.
Mm-hmm.
Spells akimbo,
or swords.
North of Cereal.
Yeah. I mean, it looks good. All their dungeons are handcrafted. I have no doubt that we'll be able to spend a lot of time there.
That was always just one of the worst things about Fallout 3, and also Elder Scrolls Oblivion, was the dungeons were all copy pasta.
Yeah, Oblivion, they really were. as many of them as there were. The template was infinitely recognizable. Well, in some cases that was all right though, right? Like, because they were vaults in a lot of
The vaults, but you know, so you know, you go into other places like they had, you know, caves or other.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Skyrim looks really tight, but I mean, it was kind of surprises that, right? Yeah. Not a bit of one.
What did you guys think of the Assassin's Creed?
Again, the only it's a trailer, and supposedly there were a lot of people super jazzed about how awesome it was, and I was like, but dude, it's just a cinematic trailer. How can we say that looks? And I really hold. I think RPS did this to me, and I wasn't particularly happy with it. They had major jazz about the Assassin's Creed trailer, and I was like, okay. But you shat on the Old Republic intro cinematic. They both have fuck all to do with the gameplay. Mm-hmm. And yeah, maybe the whole flippy wushu lightsabers thing is tired and a little bit done. Although all of the choreography from the tour cinematics it's just brilliant.
Yeah.
As far as wushu lightsaber choreography goes, way the fuck better than any of the crap that was in the films. But why does it get demonized and then Assassin's Creed gets celebrated? Like, because Assassin's Creed, you know, because he's got a hood. Well, the guy in the tour's got a hood, you know.
Shinkies.
Mm. I don't know. I mean, I thought it was fine. I like the idea that we're going back to Masyaf, but.
The only thing that got me excited for a minute is the thing they showed for a second at the end of the trailer, and then they showed a little bit more in detail in one of the interviews later, and he started talking about how he's fallen through like the main Animus room and into like a deeper layer, the control center, where it's all abstract.
From the
white
room to the black room.
Yeah.
From the construct to like the OS, basically.
And that sounded really, really neat for a minute until I kind of started putting two and two together, and I realized, well, this is just how I'm going to control my experiences in the Animus since I'm in a coma and can't get out. So really, we're really not doing anything again in this game, are we? Until I get out of my coma at the end, and then something will happen.
He goes to Masyaf to make his pilgrimage, finds a vault there, and, you know, a whole skeet load of Templars. And then realizes he has to go off and like find the five mystical key bastards to open the vault, and it's like, all right.
It sounds like another.
I have to flip the five switches, save the five guys, do the whatever, so that I can. The game is going to start with me in sight of the end, and then I have to go off and do all of the various collecty whatnot, so that I, but whatever. I mean, I'm already on board, and I'm already groaning about it. Because I will be gobsmacked if this is not less Assassin's Creed 2 and more Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. Of course it'll be more Brotherhood. Mm-hmm. It'll be fun gameplay, but mindless, pointless, directionless
tedium
shit.
Just, yeah, I'm going to do everything.
And 2 minutes of story at the very end. We shouldn't, I mean, the universe is awful cool, and the story is super cool, which is why I'm still on board when I'm convinced it's not going to deliver what I want. But we should be we got to refocus some of our cynicism, I think, as a people, as a community of people, because too many things are bearing the brunt of it, and other properties, other endeavors that are at least as worthy of it aren't getting a damn thing. So. Yeah, it was okay. The one bit of gameplay they showed, I actually really hated. The fireship sequence?
Yeah.
I hated that. I was like, what is this to Assassin's Creed?
Yeah.
This is a giant Hollywood action segment. Are we just going full tilt toward, like, that's it? This is what we do? No sword fight? Well, there was a little bit of fighting with some of the groups. Too many new weapon types and weapon things. We were in a chat room, me and Nabokov, Daniel, I can't remember who else was in there, but Daniel and I were talking about it, and he made a good point. Said, Like, why the fuck do they have to... If they're making a game in antiquity, why do they feel they have to make a version of every modern weapon in antiquity? It's like, it can't be... It wasn't fun when we just had swords and the occasional, you know, little musket pistol. Yeah. I don't know. I'm a little weary of them trying to constantly upsell me on the Assassin's Creed formula. I was just felt abrasive. Everything they showed actually seemed really abrasive to me. I wasn't a big fan at all. I know it isn't the world, but Halo 4? Proper, okay, we're sort of tired of doing spin-offs, side stories now.
Here's an actual Halo.
Last time on Halo's a really cool guy. Here you go. Right? I mean, I'm not going to jump up and down about it. Like, I don't give a shit. I don't think anybody actually gives a shit anymore, but...
Well, we're finally getting, you know, to see what somebody else can do.
Yeah,
right. Telling the story.
Yes.
The guys so we might actually get, you know...
The guys at 343 Studios, they're not... Are they Bungie breakoffs, or are they...
A lot of them are,
Okay, that's what I thought. Because I know, didn't Activision buy Bungie, or did they?
They got a publishing deal. But a really sweet publishing deal, because Bungie gets to own all of the IP.
That's right.
Which is
why
I can't figure out why they wanted to keep making
Halo
games.
That was the trade-off. They're like, you can go free from us, but we have to keep your Halo 4 property.
Yes.
You can go free, but we have to keep that property.
So I'm just saying, I'm not head explode over it, but I'm like, okay, great. When we left there, like, I mean, I had a ton of fun there. I didn't think 3 was, but we all played it. We played through a co-op. It was perfectly fun. We left off there, and we've sort of been waiting ever since to see what happens next. It's enough for me to be excited to know that,
new beginning.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens.
Some new dudes, a sort of reboot of the thing. I mean, Reach was a failure to me. Although ODST is my favorite of the entire anything thus far. So, I just thought it was... I was like, okay, I'm totally down for this. I'm not going to buy it. I'm not going to be jazzed about it. But I'm damn sure going to play it. And I look forward to finding out what they're going to say the story is. So, I don't know so much about
Anniversary.
I like the idea, but it's either a gift to the fans or it's $40. You fuckers need to make up your minds about that. $20. $20 is what it should be. 1,600 points, $20, whatever the fuck you want to call it. $40, you can go fuck yourself. You're not going to fix the gameplay. It's just a graphical update and frankly, some really bad level design. You need to... No, not for $40. Maybe for a 20. Maybe.
I think a 20 would be fair for that.
Sure.
I mean,
I don't even give a shit about the multi.
I think I paid 20 for the Beyond Good and Evil HD update.
Okay.
You know, and that felt, you know... The controls felt like they were old school.
Yeah.
You know, it felt like an old game. But... that's fair enough.
Yeah, I have no problem having a look at it and you know, doing... I want to see it long enough to, like, hit the button and switch between render modes for comparison, but I don't... I don't have any... Not for $40, dude. It's obscene. Fuck you. You're not... $40 is not the cost of something that's a gift to your fan base. No. Unless it's a new console. Or whatever. I don't know. Microsoft didn't do anything, but
$40 would be good if it was like an HD update of 1 and 2. I can see
$40 would be good if it was a modern update of Combat Flight Sim or something. I don't know, or any fucking flight sim, you fuckers. Whatever.
Kevin,
nothing good to say about what they did at the show.
Kevin messaged me. He said that the A10 sim that I'm looking at says nothing but like crash the desktops and blue screens.
Yeah, it's a flight sim, Matt.
Damn it!
All flight sims are a buggy sack of shit for 5 years until the developer makes it abandonware, and the community picks it up and makes it good. That's how flight sims work. Unless they're that one I bought for $7 the other day.
Yeah, that would work pretty well, didn't it?
It was alright, yeah. It was alright.
Didn't work now.
No, it doesn't work now.
But what game did you get for some?
It was the one on the Steam, World War II one.
Oh yeah, Wings of Prey.
Prey, yeah. Because I looked at the forums and people were like,
"It's fun.
Holy fuck, this is good."
And I was like,
$7.50.
Yeah, I picked that one up also.
What do you reckon with Tomb Raider? Lara Croft.
I don't know what it's called.
Well, I mean, what do you get out of it? Because Jeremy and I were watching it. I mean, we made every effort we could to watch all the announcements.
Yeah.
When we could, and we were sort of like, is this good?
I'm not sure. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it looks like a QTE sequence, but
right, there's a lot.
But
of
it's
those.
Clearly an introductory thing. It's like, no. This is how you jump over cliffs in this game. This is how you light torches in this game. I don't expect the whole game to play like that at all, which means to me it seems like a really bad piece of video to show.
Yeah, I got some time, not gameplay time with it, but you know, one of those come behind here and watch this demo. There's an extended version of what you saw at Microsoft's press conference. And all the extended version was more QTEs.
Oh.
Then there was a section where you're out in this village area, completely abandoned. It's night, it's raining. We're introduced to what's called the base camp. You'll find more base camps throughout the world, and your base camp serves as a hub. You go there, and you look at your options of fast traveling from base camp to base camp. We were never given an objective of, like, what the fuck we were doing. As far as, like, here's her ultimate goal, here's what she has to do. We were never given any type of context on that. We're just like, oh, look, they showed her doing her jumping and grappling. There were multiple pathways she could take to get to her destination, whatever that may be. There was the sequence we saw was some wolves came, stole a health pack she needed, and so she could use her whatever that survival instinct, her eagle vision.
Her runner vision.
Yeah, that too. And that shows
the hell you want to call it.
That showed like the path mode. Of the wolf, yeah. the wolf footprints, the wolf tracks that she could follow, and it showed where the wolf was, and it was like, well, you can go over there because you're just following. Every time you get close to him, he'd move off, and then it's like, okay, I need to go in that direction. And there were tons of different ways you could take it. They took us through the rooftops to get there. Got the pack. The fight. We ran into didn't look like a wolf to me. It was very dark, but it didn't look like a wolf. It looked like a fucking dog from Resident Evil. All mangy and nasty. And so that fight, again, was a QTE. Like, dog had her pinned, and like you had to just smash X to get out from under and stab the dog or whatever, and then move on. Go back to base camp. There you could do... they didn't go into it, but there was a crafting option. So, but I don't know what that would involve. But there was an option for fast travel, there was an option for crafting, and that was pretty much it that we saw. We saw the same trailer you guys saw there, and then we saw some of that village gameplay of her, you know, doing her rock climbing and jumping and whatever else.
See, that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
Rock climbing and jumping is...
You'll be doing a lot of that. She never had a gun whatsoever.
Well, it doesn't sound like it. It sounds like I'm doing a lot of QTEs.
Did you...
Well, no. Traversing the area, you're just doing the same Lara Croft shit you've always done. Platform or jumping and whatever else. Combat, so far, has been QTEs.
Jeremy, did you ever play the Anniversary?
No.
I played a little bit of Anniversary, but I played all the way Legend. Through... Legend.
Yeah.
I
enjoyed Legend.
I liked Legend. I loved Tomb Raider 1. I said this the last time we got together. I really, really liked it. 2, 3, 4...
Everything the exploration.
I literally just didn't give a fuck until I saw Scott playing Legend like 1,000 years later and thought, holy fuck, this is
looks like
not the same thing, but... This is... I could play this. And I did. And I had fun. And then I ignored it again. So. I like scaling rocks. I like looking around for little secret things. I like a game that's about me versus the environment. The environment, not the enemies populating the room, but me versus the world. I like it. It's fun.
Occasional bats, you know, not bad.
Yeah, so I don't... Maybe I'm okay with the QTEs. I don't know. I'll have to see.
Just have to see how much it is.
Again,
it's
I'm
so pervasive
super suspicious.
It's got more... these are the notes that I took. There's more fluid animation. Lara Croft of old was like, if you traverse across whatever, she just runs across the ship. This one... especially what they do to her in that trailer, set her on fire, drop her, stab her.
They beat the shit out of her.
In my write-up for it, I'm like, Crystal Dynamics hate Lara Croft. In the first 10 minutes of that demo, they did all that shit, nearly drowned her. And as she walks through the village and any place else, when she's been hurt like that, or almost anything, she just, there's more realistic movement to her. She stumbles, she trips occasionally, that sort of thing. It's not that perfect Lara Croft that we're kind of used to, where she gets dirty and gets bloody and gets nasty, and we're not used to really having any of that going on that I remember in the later games that I've played.
It's not particularly dramatic.
No, it's not anything. It's
dirty,
it's,
player character, is it?
It's you know,
that's not a game.
No, it's not. But I'm writing down everything.
I know. But what I'm saying is, if these are the things that stand out, or if these are the bullet points, you know, bitch get filthy. Well,
yeah.
No, I don't care. Filthy, clean, Final Fantasy hair, not Final Fantasy hair, bald, big tits, small tits. Don't fucking care.
Looks great.
Gameplay.
Well, that's all I got for you on the gameplay. The camera. That I noticed was very shaky during...
I actually really love cameras that shake around all the time.
During any of those action sequences...
You, sir, are alive.
Yes, you are. During any of those action sequences, the camera was really fucking shaky around. Just to
the
kind
QTEs?
Of, any of that where there was like threat. Like, the only time it wasn't shaky, obviously, was when she was in movement of... even jumping rooftop to rooftop, it was fine. The camera was fine. It was just any time. The thing was, they told us the camera supports the action. So anytime Lara was in a claustrophobic environment, the camera would get really tight and close to kind of, you know, move that feeling. So anytime there's hectic shit going on, camera really supports that by going shaky, which I didn't like from what I saw.
Well, no, it's a video game. It's hard to control some shit when it's being shaken around.
Yeah, it was just that I didn't like, but I only saw that in the parts that you guys saw in the demo.
I mean, Jesus, I couldn't see half of the Transformers movie because the camera was shaky.
And then the part where she fights the dog. The rest of it, camera was stable and fine. So yeah, but that's all I got on Tomb Raider, other than, you know, next year, fall, for release date. It seems to me, no one asked them this, and we didn't have a chance to ask any questions to the developers, but it seems to me this is their response. Like, Uncharted released and was like, oh, this is Dude Raider. Uncharted became comparable to Tomb Raider. And now, Tomb Raider is being compared to Uncharted. And it seems like a response to that.
I find that really interesting, because if you really want to untangle Tomb Raider's DNA...
Indeed.
Yeah, but I mean, it wasn't about killing shit. I mean, occasionally some bats would fly down and then there'd be a monkey, but it was all puzzles. It was all environment.
It was puzzles, animal combat, not necessarily...
Yeah,
you know,
and then even that was very
rare. Natural
rare.
Combat, I guess you could say.
Yeah. And very, very rarely did you fight a human being.
Right, right.
Yeah. But most of it's like, you know, like, oh, can I make this jump? Nope, I just fell.
And Uncharted is an action game with the occasional climb a rock.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or get my pants wet in the stream. I mean, I love them and I like their game, but it isn't even Dude Raider. It was Dude Raider for about like a minute, you know, and it didn't share much in common with the very early concept of what Tomb Raider was. So if Tomb Raider, this full third iteration,
mm-hmm.
is basing its entire world off of Uncharted, then
it won't be Tomb Raider.
Yeah, not really, you know? It's not that solitary, like bone-crushing, lonely jump timing, puzzle timing sort of thing. And great, you don't like that. Well, play any one of the games that aren't like that. I actually liked it and thought the Tomb Raider was pretty good at it.
Yeah.
I liked it for that. So let's make sure that because someone somewhere doesn't like that kind of game that we make them extinct and that everything becomes an action game. Yeah. And this is from a dude who loves shooting dudes. I love killing motherfuckers. I really like action games. And I rarely like
something different.
Yeah, sometimes I want a game that's based entirely around something else. So, whatever. It's cool. I don't have anything bad to say about Tomb Raider other than...
I want to see something.
They haven't sold me yet, you know? Yeah. But they're a year out.
Yeah.
They're more than a year out.
Yeah.
And they don't seem to be fucking around. They're not throwing really childish amounts of money at this game. They're throwing first-rate money at these Western properties.
I'm telling you, it was really, really good looking. Good looking fucking game as far as like the details and everything else going on with the environments. Just not a 90 degree angle to be found in that environment, in those environments at all. It just for a Tomb Raider game, I guess you could say. I mean, it looked so different than previous Tomb Raider. Lara's like the only thing carried over from that. And even she has been redone to become more realistic, I guess you could say. Something that is not set in that, you know. I mean, after seeing what we've seen of Tomb Raider, the previous ones look cartoony compared to that.
And those were more realistic than what was done before.
Yes.
You know, so I like how they're just eventually in the slow retooling of the character.
No problem with it.
Yeah.
Well, it's not just the character. I actually want to change everything about the property. They're not doing corresponding models anymore.
Yeah.
No more Tomb Raider models at all. They are doing another film.
I'm okay with that.
Everybody's okay with it. Nobody really cared.
Yeah.
What else did you come away with?
Saw XCOM.
Yeah?
Much more of XCOM than what I saw last. Still got my notes for the first time I saw XCOM are still in here from last year, which wasn't very many notes. And then this one's like a full page of notes for the XCOM. What we were told was they wanted to keep. I've never played an XCOM game before, so I'll probably sound stupid saying a lot of this. Then again, probably wouldn't matter. Three things they wanted to keep in: strategic play and tactical combat. That's one thing. Team play. And then fighting an unknown enemy where you have to figure out what makes it tick and then, you know, how to kill it. The game is set in 1962.
That's the very broadest set of things to keep in the game. That's like action.
Yeah.
Graphics.
Maybe sound.
Dialogue. See, it's just like XCOM. All right. Cool.
The game is set in 1962. It's gone from a global scale to just focusing on the United States.
So global scale.
Hmm?
Oh, the only global that matters. Yes. Apparently.
XCOM headquarters is the central hub for the game. From here, you can pick your missions, and you can pick any mission you wish. Although, if you go in one direction on one mission, it may change the direction you're going in on a different mission. Mm-hmm. What else? You can recruit agents. You'll always have a group with you. You'll never be alone, so they say. But we know that's been changed before, where it's like, no, you got to go do this by yourself. And here's like two or three segments. You have to do it by yourself. Who knows? From that hub, you will recruit the agents. You will train them with, you know, leveling up them up with XP. You'll also select the team members that you want to take out into the field for the mission.
And they attack everybody on screen at once.
They were pretty good. They were pretty good about the attacking and what they did. Because you could tell them to move in.
What does that mean? Pretty good. In my mind, the guys around me are pretty good when they stay the fuck out of my way. when I can go, stay here. Here. You. Come here. Rainbow Six guy, stay here. Way back at the beginning of the fucking game. Now I'm going to go kill everybody. Because all that's going to happen is you're going to walk in front of my muzzle and fuck you. And that's how games work.
Hmm.
Seriously, do you have to have guys with you?
Yeah, that seemed to be
the case. Can I tell them, guys, stay right here. Don't go anywhere, but stay right here.
I don't know. They didn't do that.
Yeah, see? Fuck. I hate having guys with me so much.
Probably not.
I mean,
because you just said they're always going to be with you.
Yeah, God. So.
Can they all be real guys? Your buddies?
Co-op play was... What was that line we used? We're not here to talk about that. Right. That's something we're not here to talk about yet.
The generic E3 answer.
Yeah.
E3 sucks.
That was the answer that I got on that.
I'm sorry, E3 robots. Booth robots suck.
Booth robots.
Yeah. I think they should all be clones of Randy Pitchford. Because he can't keep his mouth shut.
Just have him go for me and just follow you around. Yeah. He'll be your personal guide to E3 and just...
Yeah.
All right, Randy, what about this game?
All right.
It's got a cover system. You can... they said they wanted to retain what's called Battlescape from XCOM 1.
Okay, I didn't play XCOM 1.
Yeah, I didn't either, so I didn't know really what Battlescape was. All I knew was that the screen went blue and options came up on there, a lot like Mass Effect. Whenever you wanted to issue command orders to your team. Although the action was still happening, but in like super slow-mo as it was going down, and you could issue commands to your team. So we're on the city street, and the aliens are in front of us, and there's this huge shield, and they're firing at us, and we get behind the sandbags for cover. He sends off his two guys to the right and positions them there, and then he moves over to the left. So their shield is only focused to the front. So he gets over to the left, gets their attention, the shield suddenly moves to the direction that they're firing at, which is at me, which gives the guys over there enough time to direct their attention there, and then I pop up and take out the rest. And then, you know, then we move forward. You can collect alien technology in the form of, like, some of the bigger weapons. There was a turret where we killed the guy operating the turret, but we didn't destroy the turret. We just... saved it, and you can either take this back to base for research, which I guess would put it into your arsenal for later, or on any time of the mission, you can throw it back out there. It's a risk-reward type system where you'll lose it. You won't be able to take it back to base for research, but if you're stuck in a tight spot, you can get to it. So you can throw it out there and use it against the enemy.
All right. So
that's what I got out of XCOM for that one. For me, it looked a lot like the animations and the style and stuff looked a lot like Bioshock, sort of. Just the way the movement of the main character with your gun and stuff reminded me a lot like Bioshock. It's 2K Marin that's doing it. I think they did Bioshock 2.
They did.
You know, so.
Did you see Duke 3D at all? I mean, Duke Forever at all?
No, it was coming out the next week.
Okay, so.
So I was like, no. I had two options when I was there at 2K. It was either, well, I didn't have two. Pick two out of all these, and there was Duke, XCOM, Darkness 2, and Bioshock.
Okay.
So I went with XCOM and Bioshock. So. I think Jeremy went with Darkness 2.
Yeah.
So. I have something on that. Batman, saw that.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun to play.
More interested than before, about the same?
I mean, it was good to find out more stuff. Catwoman is completely optional. You are forced to play her at the very beginning, just once, to know how she plays. But after that, you do as you want. Her side story is not essential to the main plot. She does have her own little thing going on when you play as her. But and things that happen within her story lead into how you'll come across her
later on
in the main story.
All right.
But again, it's just one of those things where you don't have to. It's completely optional to do it. Arkham City is 5 times the scale of Arkham Asylum. It's huge. You'll get around the city with the glide and the grapple, so let's say there's a bunch of enemies on the ground, you want to glide down to it, you change your mind real quick, just grapple, you'll be pulled right back out of it. You can also gain momentum that way. So you grapple, he starts moving to it, you just go right into a glide after that, and you get a lot more speed and momentum to move across.
That's how it worked in the first game. It's just the glide was gimped.
Well, you were...
It's just that you weren't... The idea of that combo was in place. You just... The glide was for shit.
Yeah.
In the game. It was really limited. This just looks fully realized.
Yeah.
And gives you total control over it. It gives you an awful lot of control, it seemed like.
Yeah, it worked really well, playing it. There are two times the animations for the combat stuff now. You will have... They didn't say all, they said most of your gadgets at the outset.
Good.
Most of, in fact, probably all of the ones from the first game you will have at the outset. It's the new ones that you'll have to come across and...
Well, it's not a, it's a different game now.
Yeah.
This is just Cause.
That's exactly what I was thinking when you were telling about the grapple glide.
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. This game is just Cause. The other game was... Metroidvania.
Right.
That was the only reason, and it was so artificial that I couldn't get over it, but that was the reason that our weapons were handled the way they were. The gadgets were handled the way they were. So there's no reason to handle it that way now, because it's an entirely different style of game.
Not sure if you liked the Riddler trophies and stuff. If you
They were superfluous as hell.
Yeah.
They were totally unnecessary.
Now there's 400 of them.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I thought he said 40 and I asked, but he was like, no, 400. There are puzzles for almost every trophy. Interrogation techniques for finding some of the trophies. When you're looking for one and come across bad guys or whatever, you know, leave the last one alive and you can do some, or at least, you know, conscious. And you could do some interrogation to find out some more info. There are Riddler challenge rooms now, which they said were platformy. Didn't see that, didn't really know what that meant, but that's what they told us.
Did they give any indication of whether or not it would be worth your while getting those 400 trophies in from Riddler?
No, they didn't say if it was, you know, essential to your gameplay to do that.
Okay. I don't mean essential, just something that's worth your while, like something really special.
It depends on how much you like the sound of ring.
Yeah.
When you get a trophy. I don't see, because they didn't give us...
There was like a nifty audio clip at the end that had something to do with, hey, this thing happened to the Riddler, as I recall.
That's not enough.
That was about it. No, it wasn't enough.
I need an item. I need a thing. I need a stuff.
Yeah.
Or a gear.
And I don't know what the rewards are for some of these things.
Something, so. I don't know.
some of the Riddler trophies will only be available that Catwoman can get. Mm. So.
Oh, I remember. The Riddler got all pissed off because you found all his things and you weren't supposed to be able to do that. And then police come get him or something. Yeah.
Police raided his house. He's like, oh, how'd you find me? Oh, Batman, curfew. And your little dog, too.
Still don't know if he's somebody you'll run into. He apparently shows up as far as, like, projected images where he's probably telling you about, you know, here's how this room works, or you know, you beat me, blah, blah, blah. Don't know if he actually becomes a character, though, that you'll be face to face with. So,
did you get a chance to see Colonial Marines?
No.
Okay.
Was there any video released?
It wasn't released. No, it was only shown to the. It was only shown to the press.
Yeah.
That's why I was asking you.
Okay.
Because they didn't release a damn thing.
Mm.
Supposedly, the way it happened is they even had people watching they had sentries posted with night vision goggles. who were watching the crowd. And if you so much as lifted your phone,
oh wow,
you were escorted out.
Jesus.
So.
Damn.
Yeah.
I ain't joking.
I mean, I guess. I don't know. I don't understand that. I don't understand that level of manipulation of the message. I don't understand the spectacle of E3. If all you're going to do is show
hide your shit,
is hide your shit.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. The average ability of a games journalist to disseminate good information is terrible. And I really don't understand the need of a lot of these companies to hide the videos of what they've done. Either if you're not proud of it, if you feel like it's going to undergo too many changes before you're some kind of ultra super extra official release, then just don't show it.
Yeah.
Or show it to everybody. This idea of giving it only to the journalists is such a 20th century way to handle this. Back when magazines were still things people read. It doesn't work that way anymore, and I don't understand it anymore.
Best example of that would be Bioshock. This same video was shown, I'm serious, like 3 weeks before E3.
But only to journalists.
And only to journalists who had to describe it in their writing.
It still hasn't been made widely available.
No, it hasn't.
And I understand maybe a few days, right? Maybe these are publishing deals with individual media companies that have blogs, and maybe the magazines need lead time in order to get it in, so... Here's first impressions at Bob's website. Okay, great. Now Bob's website has gotten some attention. Now release it to everybody.
Right.
But they seem to be on a much longer time scale, and I just don't like it because I'm still left sort of like, eh. Maybe what I'll do? Maybe I'll just, when I go to sleep at night, I'll be thinking Battlefield 3 thoughts. Because I actually saw some Battlefield 3, and it looked really sexy. Or, maybe I'll be thinking some happy thoughts about...
Space Marine.
Yeah, something. I don't, whatever. Not that I even have enormous doubts. It's just, I don't know. Now again, I'm taking issue more with the people in the gaming community than anywhere else, but I don't understand you people who didn't like Aliens. Yeah, Alien was a better movie. You've seen them both. You've seen them both. Alien was a far better film.
It was a different
film. Aliens wasn't even remotely the same kind of film.
No.
It was a tense...
survival horror compared to, balls out war.
Yeah. I mean, they were very different. I've never had any problem bringing the two of them together.
Yeah.
And I certainly don't understand why Aliens should ever have been...
Alien 3 is more comparable to Alien than Aliens was.
Yeah, although just... kind of tragic in a lot of ways, but
in the sense of the fear of just one thing stalking everybody,
right?
Alien 3 is more comparable.
But if you're going to make a video game, and I'm not saying that a game like Alien couldn't be a good video game, there actually are video games like it. But it seems a no-brainer to me. I don't have any problem massaging the fiction so that we wind up retreading a lot of the same. I really don't.
Although, I mean, from what I saw, like, you're back in Hadley's Hope.
And you're in the ruins of Hadley's Hope.
Okay. Because, like, I just saw, I was like, it kind of got nuked.
You didn't actually see anything.
No.
You read something, and there's a big fucking difference I refer you to 90 seconds ago.
Well, I did see a video, and it did say, I should have liked
Hadley's Hope. Yes, and what was it? It was nothing but butt-fucked wreckage. Like, it was torn the fuck up. It's worth noting, despite the volatility of the explosion in the film, that wasn't a weapon.
Yeah, that was just
the on-site reactor core
melting
doing what they do in movies, which is not the same level of what the fuck as a weapons grade thing that they would have dropped from the Sulaco.
Yeah.
So. Okay, fine. We're going back to Hadley's Hope. From what I understand, Act 1 is Sulaco, Act 2 is Hadley's Hope. Act 3 is the alien ship from the first movie. On LV-426. Yes.
Interesting.
So, because that's not something the second film did. It didn't ever explore the fact that, hey, there's this whole monstrous goddamn alien spaceship crashed on the far side of this planet.
A ton of eggs.
Yeah. I don't know whether I got it in me to bring up Furious 4. It's just ridiculous and absurd. That's what it is. It's designed to be absurd. It's just that all of what I'm sure were supposed to be jokes...
It kind of fell flat, didn't
it? Yeah, they didn't work on me at all. And I was like, maybe this is working on somebody. It turns out it actually wasn't really working on anybody at all. But, again, all I saw was a bunch of gobbledygook wrapped up in a fucking trailer. Like, I don't know. I see there's four assholes, right?
Mm-hmm. I know the last time Gearbox made a game that four assholes could play together,
it turned out pretty good.
Pretty fun. Yeah.
See, that's what I was... That's what the first thing I thought whenever they were doing the intro of the characters.
Right.
In that trailer, I was thinking... So they put Borderlands... in a World War II setting. You know, you've got your... You got Fist, or whatever the fuck his name is. You got your big heavy guy. And then you've got your range and whatever else. But, of course, without seeing any kind of gameplay, I have no idea.
The reports are that that's actually how it comes together.
That's what I'm thinking.
Is that anybody can kind of use any weapon, but everybody has certain specialties that set them apart from anyone else.
Yeah.
I kind of dig that.
It could be perfectly fine. The package that it's wrapped up in, like, it's an ugly skin. You know? I don't mind World War II. I don't mind modern. You know? Whatever. No, you can't seem to get outside of that. Nobody wants to let me fight a war in the future, except for Mass Effect. But
unless it's a post-apocalyptic future, and you're just fighting for survival.
Yeah, whatever. I'm trying to find another bottle of water.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just didn't... What I saw really turned me off. I just had to take a moment, take a breath, and realize that I hadn't seen shit. But that this was a really sort of... Whether it was... The thing is, looking at it, it looks a bit like Randy. You know? It looks like his kind of humor. Just... He's not exactly fart jokes. He's more just... He's not exactly rubber chicken. But he's...
Air through the head?
Yeah. A little closer to that. You know, and that's what it looked like. And that's kind of his style of thing. And he just gets really amped up in it, you know, and... I think between that and between, you know, having their name attached to Duke, for good or ill, clearly a little more for ill, it just didn't work out to be an awful lot. Like, Gearbox has a lot of, like, well, aren't you childish?
Yeah.
Hanging around its neck this year, so. I wondered if that sort of colored people's perceptions of anything Randy happened to say. I don't know. All I know is I saw the least of the one thing I wanted to see the most of.
Colonial Marines?
Yeah.
That's what, next year?
Yeah. That is next year.
Was any more released on Prey 2?
They showed gameplay.
Okay.
They showed a gameplay segment of that thing they made the trailer
video out of. Yeah.
Yeah. Which didn't actually translate very well. It was very dark. Very dark.
I didn't get into Prey 1, so...
It wasn't good, but there was stuff there. Like, it's really good. Have you watched the trailer for it?
And it always helps to have Johnny Cash in your trailer.
No, it's really good. It was really good. It
always helps to have Johnny Cash in your trailer.
And it was like... and it was exquisitely made. That's and then they showed gameplay, which... As much as gameplay can ever stand up to a trailer or vice versa, it really did. That gameplay segment was of what that trailer was. It was good. I'm have to fucking like YouTube the end of Prey or something like that.
Because I didn't beat it. Exactly.
And I'm not going to.
My save game in that is at such a horrible position, like without ammo and fire, you know, two big motherfuckers coming at me, and it's like, oh, Jesus.
All right, well, that's 2 hours. We should wrap it up.
We should.
We'll be back next week for proper game talks.
Yeah, we'll get to the emails and the messages you've sent.
What we played.
Yeah. I played a little bit of Infamous 2 so far.
Same here.
You will have played some. Oh, you guys beat L.A. Noir, so we'll talk
about
that. I'm
doing some of those spare cases now.
Okay.
I've downloaded.
And then I'm sure there'll be a little more post C3 information to work our way through.
Well, Duke will be out. We can play through that. Interest in playing that?
Some very small amount of interest.
Just for the novelty of playing it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And nothing more. I know dates have been shuffling around a little bit, right? We're here in June. Infamous is out. I think I'm going to... I don't know when the hell it's coming out. I remember it was originally supposed to come out in June, but I think like whenever Red Orchestra 2 drops, I'll be really interested in doing that. That'll give me something to play with until Battlefield.
You mean until Deus Ex, right?
No, I meant like online shooting.
Oh, is your online? Yeah. I see what you're getting at. Yeah.
But then after that, I still don't think there's anything in July.
I don't think there is anything in July at all.
But Deus Ex is going to be the only thing that matters on August 25th.
See, Deus Ex will be your late August and full of September game. Rage was due out in September, but it's pushed back, and of course, that's kind of dropped off the radar a little bit.
Skyrim is November.
November, yeah.
Batman is October.
Something else is October.
Something else was also November.
Yes.
Oh, shit, dude. Lots of things are also
November. But, I mean, like, I know Skyrim was the big one, but there's another one, like,
Well, the season started...
Oh, Uncharted.
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, yeah.
The season's really coming into focus now, though.
Uncharted, yeah. Skyrim, Rage, Assassin's Creed,
yeah.
You know, tons of, you know, November's your usual shit. I don't know
about the other thing. Maybe October was. Isn't that where Rage was? Maybe that's what we were thinking.
I'm gonna look now.
It's honestly whatever. I think it'll probably move just a touch more before we actually get there. But shit to play, no doubt. Oh, some things to consider.
Dark Souls is in October.
Ah, yes.
Okay.
Be back next week.
Bye.
Bye.